The militant group known as the Islamic State has released a video that appears to show the killing of U.S. journalist and Florida native Stephen Sotloff. As 90.7's Brendan Byrne reports, Sotloff is the second journalist killed by the group, also known as ISIL or ISIS.
2 weeks ago, militants threatened to kill Stephen Sotloff if the U.S. didn't cease airstrikes on ISIS. The threat was made in a video that appeared to show the killing of U.S. journalist James Foley. University of Central Florida political science professor Paul Vasquez says the outcome may not be what ISIS expects.
In the long run, the attention they may be getting may not be the kind of attention they desire because, you know, if history is a lesson, it's likely to provoke a counter-reaction that they're not prepared militarily to deal with.
Sotloff disappeared last August in Syria, where he had been freelancing for Time and the Christian Science Monitor. He attended UCF from 2002 to 2004. Senator Bill Nelson released a statement urging the U.S. to form a coalition and to go after ISIS right away. I'm Brendan Byrne, 90.7 News.